Hello.
All right, let's kick it off with a little bit of football action.
Oh, wow, it's aggressive. It's aggressive.
Oh, it's time.
Okay.
Oh,
that's great. I'm happy for you. That's great. Wow. Okay.
Sorry, where are we?
Football?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
College football is back. Maybe the greatest season of the year. Kicking off tonight, UofL taking on Georgia Tech tonight in Atlanta, 7:30. The Wildcats kicking off their season tomorrow noon in Lexington against Ball State. All eyes on Coach Jeff Brom.
I mean, you are really, they should probably hire you to be some sort of an announcer because you're bringing the excitement.
Yeah, this is what he has to say.
You know, our guys have worked hard, you know, trust the preparation that you had, and go out there and perform.
That's right, we're going to go out and perform!
Okay, at very least, you should be their motivational speaker.
Like every team, you're excited to get started, and we are, and...
Yeah, we're excited to get started, Coach Brom!
Okay.
You know, you'll see what you're made of, Mary.
We're going to see what we're made of!
Wow.
This week will be a week of tests to see what you can do and how you win the football game, but I know we're excited to get things kicked off down in Atlanta.
Yeah! Atlanta
nice.
Doesn't know what's about to come!
Oh, they don't. Not at all. Okay. All right.
Got a new quarterback, Jack Plummer, so excited to see him. Look, let's roll. All right, 7:30 tonight. Let's go. Let's go.
Sweet.
College football. I'm not excited. We're not excited at all. It's just an everyday. It's just a routine game.
Uh-huh.
You know?
All sure. That. All that. Oh, I'm excited for you, though, Sparky.
Listen. You hear how I am now.
Yeah.
I try. I have two daughters that go to UofL.
Right.
And I'm like, will you, for your father's sake, go to one stinking game?
Ooh, yeah. they're not matching your enthusiasm is not, what you're telling me?
No, they're like art majors. I'm like, oh. No. They're like,
you don't care about the sportsy sports,
yeah,
dad.
I mean, they're like, well, you know, what even is football? I don't even know.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, listen. Take your father. I'll explain it to you. It'll be good.
Okay. All the things. All right. I'm hoping they'll go to one game for you, Sparky. But not just go to the game, but match your enthasm.
I mean, that's the real thing. That's the
right.
real thing.
Yes.
That's right. I mean, it is like Christmas morning. Like Christmas morning here
is
as
it?
We anticipate opening the presents. Your parents aren't awake yet. You're trying to wake them up by making noise downstairs. And they're like, listen, we haven't had our coffee yet.
Uh-huh.
Nothing until 8 o'clock. And you're like, 8 o'clock, it's 5:30 right now.
Wow. Okay.
What are we going to do for 2.5 hours?
You are intense.
No, actually, I'm in a studio, but thank you, Kelly.
Okay. Never gets old. Never gets old, that joke. Never gets
old. All right,
old.
So anyways, what we're saying is this is September, college football. Gosh, you got a lot of stuff happening this Labor Day weekend from World Fest. I mean, football, I don't know anything else. Who cares?
Okay, okay. All right. Oh, that was a lot.
Thank you.
Are you going to be able to have that level of enthusiasm for the rest of the show? I mean, you've expended a lot of energy just now.
There's no guarantee, Kelly.
Okay.
There's no guarantee.
All right.
Today on the show, we do have several things to get to, all right?
Yeah, okay.
Everything from football!
Oh, no, we've already checked that off, though.
Oh, right,
we've checked
right.
that box off. Yeah. We've checked it. I don't think we need to go there again. Yeah, no, we don't. We're good.
Don't take this from me.
Well,
I've waited 9 months.
We've let you explode.
9 months I've waited.
It's been much. Okay.
setting the bar stories, stupid facts of the day. Group therapies, Luke Combs tickets to give away, and then a feel-good story coming up next. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
Okay, so kind of a scary situation just when you're kind of going on a hike in a national park in New Brunswick. A group of swimmers got kind of lucky that they were found by some hikers that included an off-duty police officer. That officer, Officer Bruce, was exploring the falls with his wife and friends, and he initially was told, hey, everything's fine, but one of his friends said that a woman out in the water kind of looked like she was exhausted, might need some help. And that's when everybody kind of turned and saw her disappear under the foam. And she was kind of like stuck between these two little waterfalls. We immediately went underneath, came back up right near a rock, grabbed the rock, held on. She was obviously a little scared. And then that's when one of Officer Lake's friends described the events as something kind of like out of a bad movie, because then she disappeared a second time, wasn't reemerging. So that's when Officer Bruce Lake made his move, jumped in the water, swam to the rock. He reached it, but the water was deeper than he thought. And so then he was kind of like waving his arms and legs to see if he could touch her. And his hand brushed her arm. That's kind of how he found her, by luck. And so he said, I pushed her toward the shore. Her friend got her arm. Then I lost touch with her. I was getting sucked back into the same exact spot, only for her to turn around and she reached out her arm. I actually grabbed it and we got pulled in together. So just a scary situation there that fortunately turned out okay, but we'll tweet out the story there. And just another example of right place at the right time.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
99.7 DJX.
I want to turn this into just a little guessing game for you, all right?
A little guessing game?
Okay. Yeah. There's a guy named Gary Phillips.
Hey, Gary.
He has a YouTube channel that has thousands of subscribers.
Okay.
It's called The Manualist, right? So what he does is he makes fart noises with his hands, and he...
Sounds like magical content. I can see how he has so many subscribers.
He plays these songs using just the noise that he makes using his hands.
And he's
now,
masterful at it.
I can't do it. Can you?
No.
Can you do it under your arm?
Like, no,
you know the kids
that
can do that? Yeah, no, I can't do that either.
That's not among my talents.
What are your talents? Can we go down there?
I don't have a lot.
All right, so I'm going to... Now, it might be pretty easy for you to guess, just because he does lightly play the song underneath. So you might be able to hear a little bit of the song.
Okay.
But regardless.
So you think that's going to help me?
I think it is going to help you. Yes. All right. So try to guess what song Gary is...
Performing?
Performing using his hands.
Fart noises. That's Bruno Mars. Yes,
you're
that one.
You're on the right track.
Yes.
What, you have the title? You want a little bit more?
Yeah, good.
Masterpiece. I'll tell you the best part about these videos, and we'll tweet it out by the way at Ben and Kelly Show so you can see it. Is that he is sitting on a couch? It's dimly lit, and he has no expression on his face.
It's just deadpan.
Yes. Isn't he good?
I hate that I'm saying it's really good.
Yes. Uptown Funk. There
dumb.
It is. There it is.
Uptown Funk. That was the name of the song.
Uptown Funk. Like he
amazing.
Is, he has a talent, and I don't know when it was that he discovered he had that talent. But
it's like the world needs to see it.
But the world needs to see it. But then he decided, you know what? I'm going to make a YouTube channel, and thousands of people will flock to him.
That's amazing. Does he have another popular song?
All of them are like rock songs.
Oh,
so that's
that was the only one in our wheelhouse.
I mean, they're all like classic rock songs, like Led Zeppelin, Rush,
Nickelback.
No, not no Nickelback.
Dang it.
He even covers Queen and things like that.
Send him some requests.
You want to send?
Let's send him a little DM.
Send him some.
So we're gonna need some boy bands and Nickelback.
Well, here, I'll give you some examples of what he does.
Okay.
Queen, Love of My Life. He has Led Zeppelin, All of My Love. Okay. Joan Jett, I Love Rock and Roll.
Oh, that.
You want to listen to that
one? Yeah, let's do that one.
All right.
That's a little bit more recognizable.
All right. His hand.
He's changing the pitch.
Yes.
And that is what is so impressive to me. That's impressive.
What about, do you remember that old song from the original Top Gun, Extreme, More Than Words?
Oh, yes.
Wasn't
that's
that
an
what
amazing
that was?
Song.
Wait. Was that from Top Gun?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're wondering what's happening right now. It's we're rolling through Gary Phillips. He's a master at creating fart noises with his hands, and he has discovered
they're melodic.
Yes, he's discovered he can make them in the tune of certain songs. This is Extreme, More Than Words.
Just
I mean,
ridiculous,
but still.
Yeah.
I mean, that one.
That's masterful.
Has to be Matt. That is fantastic.
Talent.
It really is.
I mean, it's really, when you have a talent like that, you have a duty.
You have to display it.
You have a duty to display it to the world.
That's right. All right. So you can see that at Ben and Kelly Show.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Willie, this setting the bar is something you're going to need to, I mean, see to really appreciate it.
Okay.
I would say. However, if I'm going to give you a little audio clue, maybe it would sound something like this.
Oh, okay.
Some new music on this Friday before Labor Day. New from Nicki Minaj, Last Time I Saw You. It's from her new album, Pink, coming soon. It's called Last... What did I say? Last Time I Saw You? Yeah, there you go. A little more melodic from Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, different vibe.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. It's got a good sound. Yeah, it's Nicki Minaj, Last Time I Saw You. That's new, out today.
She's a great rapper, but I love the fact that she sings in a lot of her songs. She can sing.
Yeah, no, she's got a great voice.
Yeah.
And it finally came. The Timbaland, Nelly Furtado, Justin Timberlake collaboration called Keep Going Up. So there you go. A little Timbaland, Nelly Furtado, Justin Timberlake, and If I'm Honest. cleansed. I kind of like the Nicki Minaj better, but you know,
that's... I kind of do too. But listen, they're like, that's going to be part of like this collabo that Justin Timberlake and Timbaland have kind of signed on with the NFL to curate music. So you're going to hear that song, I think, during the September 11th game.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The visualizer, the video visualizer, we have it posted for you up at WDJX.com. They're from Timbaland, Nelly Furtado, and Justin Timberlake. And then, of course, Nicki Minaj with Last Time I Saw You. Man, just...
Easy to listen to.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Good stuff there. New Music Friday here on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, you're really just going to have to see this at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. Setting the bar time. Kelly, these are...
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, you're going to have to follow along on Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show if you really want to see it to believe it. Give you a little audio.
Oh.
I mean, that could be the sound that this is making, but if you can manage to make it through the day without driving your 1,600-pound steer in your sedan... you're doing okay.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up, 1,600 pounds, and we're in a sedan?
Yeah, so picture this. Dude in Nebraska got pulled over driving down the highway with a bull riding shotgun in his car. You're like, well, how does that work? Well, it was an old Ford Crown Vic sedan from like the 90s, right? He modified it. So it's only, he only has half the front windshield, half the roof, and the bull is just kind of like riding in it, just standing up in the passenger's seat.
OMG.
Yeah, not a normal bull either. This is an African breed that has massive horns. Weighs about 1,600 pounds. The driver's name is Lee. Local police got a call about a car driving into town with a, quote, cow in it. So police captain Chad talking about this odd traffic stop.
The officers received a call reference a car driving into town that had a cow in it. They thought that it was going to be, you know, like a calf, something smaller, something that actually fit.
No.
Nope.
Inside the vehicle. As a result, the officer performed a traffic stop and addressed some traffic violations that were occurring with that particular situation.
Look, they could have written him a ticket for several things, like the fact that the cow's name is Howdy Doody, by the way.
Of course it is.
And because one of Howdy's horns, because keep in mind, these horns are huge. They're probably 4 feet each.
Oh, my God.
Was hanging a good 2 feet off the side and could have hit another car or driver or biker or whatever.
Yeah, he needs at the very least a little sign that says wide load.
Yeah, wide load, something. Yeah. So, yeah. But they let him off with a warning, told him just to take the bull home. Don't drive with the bull in your car anymore.
Well, okay, but he's modified the car.
I know, this
like,
is...
like, that's Howdy's seat.
I know, this is something that... this isn't new. This isn't new territory for him. He's had this car modified for a little bit of time.
Okay. Like, for like parades and stuff? Feels like a parade entry.
It does kind of feel like that, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, again, I don't know what it would sound like if the 1,600-pound bull named Howdy Doody would make sweet, passionate love to another animal, but I would imagine it would sound like... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all right. By the way, the back right portion of the car covered in Howdy Doody's actual duty.
I know.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
It is not great. Again, you've got to see it to kind of appreciate it. So
you got to put this up on the website
at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter and then WDJX.com. That is your Setting the Bar story. 99.7 DJX, good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, we finally know how Selena Gomez broke her hand.
I was in a long dress, so summer dress, and I was walking from my car to my house and tripped.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's not as
That's kind of a,
exciting.
A normal story.
I know, like, I was like,
she was like, I'm hang gliding, and I was rescuing a cat from a tree.
Nope.
Something like that. Nope.
Nope. None of that. She just tripped on a dress. So there you
go.
Oh,
dang.
Hopefully she's feeling better there. 99.7 DJX. All right. From time to time, we like to look at some examples of everyday fails that will make you feel better about yourself and, quite frankly, your life.
I mean, what better way to feel better than looking at people who are living their life badly or bad things happening to them?
Yeah, from the website F My Life. Like, today I had to convince my 28-year-old boyfriend to take down his booger wall.
What? Who has that, even if you're a kid?
Okay, listen, Kelly, you've obviously never been into a men's restroom where...
No, I haven't.
At the urinal.
No.
I'm going to say in most restrooms, thankfully not in our new building, but definitely when we were downtown in our old studios.
Really?
Oh, Kelly, there were clingers right there.
No.
At the urinal. Because
no.
What do guys do with their other hand?
Oh, come on now. Come on now. There's toilet paper right there. Wrap it around your finger and take care of business.
Kelly, again, this is at the urinal. There isn't toilet paper right there.
Oh, you're right. Oh, but still. Wait until you're done and then reach into the stall, get some toilet paper, take care of the booger business. What's the matter with you?
Mm-hmm. Another one. Today, my husband and I ran into his high school girlfriend at the mall. We were catching up, and my husband told her that we have a daughter together. She asked what our daughter's name was, but my husband hesitated and tried to change the subject. So
I
told her it was Juniper.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, that happened to be his ex's name.
Oh, my God.
By the way, does that...
That's how she found out their daughter was named after his ex-girlfriend?
Yeah. Is there anyone who has named their kid after someone, but they can't tell their partner why they came up with the name?
Didn't Adam Levine pull that one?
Did he?
I think so. All that scandal was kind of hitting the news, didn't he
Bahati?
Reach out to a girl?
Like,
No. Oh. He was kind of, there was a girl he was supposedly talking to on the side, and he was going to name his son after her. Because she had one of those names that could go either way. Don't know what that happened.
Yeah, I can confidently say that I have never dated an Isabella, a Sophia, or a Zoe. So all three of my daughters are free and clear.
Okay, good. Good news. I bet they're relieved to hear that too.
Right. Right. Another one from F My Life. Little examples of everyday fails that'll just make you feel better about yourself. Like today, taking a soak in the tub with my essential oils. Husband walks in, proceeds to take the most foul-smelling deuce ever.
Oh.
Essential oils didn't stand a chance.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no.
The house also had four other bathrooms.
Come on, man. But she's taking a relaxing bath, and that's where you need to do you couldn't pick another bathroom?
Obviously, he felt very attached and wanted to just keep
company.
He's like,
oh, it smells good in there. I want to give me some of that aroma. What? That is the rudest ever.
Oh,
that's so rude.
Shoot. A couple more. Today, I finally confronted my boyfriend and asked him if he was cheating on me.
Oh.
He got flustered and said, technically, I'm cheating with you, not on you.
That's how she found out she was the other woman?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Shoot. By the way, we did get a text from a listener who said, my ex's name is Joseph. My husband's name is Joseph. And if we have a son someday, it'll be Joseph's also. So.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Just
I think
keep
that
it all in the family.
Yep.
Love it. Love
all right.
it. Love it. Yeah, so today I was feeling really good about going to the gym for the first time. That was until I got so worn out from my warm-up on the treadmill that I just had to stop and throw up.
Oh, my gosh. We're throwing up after the warm-up? Oh, that's not boding well right. for the rest of the workout. Bless their heart.
And now, Angela, I'm assuming she's texting in. She's like, I'm a nurse, and that is still by far one of the top most disgusting things I've ever heard. I don't know if I don't know if you're talking about...
No,
it's the booger wall, maybe?
No, probably. But also the bath, I think. The soaking bath.
Mm.
And hubby deciding to invade soaking bath time. Because nature called.
I will.
Could be the booger wall, though, too. I think both of them. Oh, she says boogers. Yes, booger wall. Yep.
So, again, little examples of everyday fails that will just make your life feel a little better.
Oh, Becky says, I have an ex-boyfriend from back in the day that I haven't seen in years. He has two daughters. One has my first name. One has my maiden name.
Oh, look at that.
What?
You had an impression.
Yeah, you did. You left your mark.
I will say that one of my wife's ex-boyfriend, actually two of my wife's ex-boyfriends, one of them married an Elizabeth, who looks like she did, and the other married a woman who also has very similar traits.
So. They broke the mold with her.
I guess they did.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, so there you go. That's from F My Life. 99.7 DJX. And we do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
Okay, so this bride shares this hilariously cute wedding picture book fail, along with her mom, who is the one who made it.
Mm-hmm.
So Nikki, she is the bride, just got married a couple months ago, shared this whole thing on TikTok. She captioned the video, moral of the story, the placeholder captions on Shutterfly do not delete themselves.
Mm.
So her mom didn't change the captions, just the pictures in the picture book template.
My mom made my husband and I a book with some of our wedding photos in it. So let's look at it real quick. There's me. Okay. Oh, look, that's a really good action shot. What's this? A day at the park. Then walked around the park, collected pretty leaves. My bridesmaids, my best friend. Oh, let's see. A day at the beach. The girls had so much fun with their cousins. They built sandcastles, swam and splashed water on each other. And us.
So do none of the captions make sense?
They make zero sense.
Oh, okay.
Zero sense at all. So she just like picked a template, put in pictures, and then printed. Sent it off and just be like, that's the one I want. But you're supposed to change the captions. So that the Shutterfly, I guess, put in sample captions.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is what it could be.
Right.
And she didn't do that. So yeah, it just came out funny. With like, it made zero sense. It's hysterical. She said that our mom is single-handedly the most hilarious person we know. And it's usually completely on accident. They're like at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And mom is just like, she's got her hands in her head. She's crying, laughing. It's really cute. You can see the video. And just, again, note to self, those captions are not going to delete themselves. You have to change them.
All right.
So if you're going to use one of the templates, put the pictures in, but then you need to change the captions, too. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. You can see it at WDJX.com.
So I have been to Ireland several times. I feel lucky to have been able to went there on my honeymoon with my wife. That was nice. And, I mean, what was really cool, and maybe you experienced this too, because you took a honeymoon overseas in Italy, right?
Well, I didn't honeymoon. That was just a bucket list trip before we started having kids.
Oh, okay.
We honeymooned in St. Lucia, which was amazing too.
Sorry. Got your trips mixed up. Anyways.
Yes.
But I once everybody in like the pubs there in Ireland learned that we were on our honeymoon, man, drinks were flowing.
That's fun.
We're in a new country.
Nice.
We're buddying up to leprechauns and locals alike.
Leprechauns.
And,
okay.
You know, just like older, short Irishmen. We would dub leprechauns.
Got it.
And yeah, it was a great trip. So I would recommend traveling overseas whenever you can. It's fun to just learn new cultures, experience new things, see different sights, and all that.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
Michael, not your husband, but, well, I don't think.
No. No. All right. If there's a trip plan that I don't know about,
all right,
we're
going
to have some words.
Right, sure. Michael is stuck in a situation, and it involves traveling overseas. So we're going to get to him and what his issue is.
He didn't think there's a solution.
He really doesn't. So you can get a sneak peek right now. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Group therapy on the way next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Michael says, hey, Ben and Kelly, got a question for you and your listeners. Basically, I have to make a decision that doesn't seem to have a solution.
Ooh.
My wife has a big family that loves to get together frequently throughout the year. Now they're planning a 9-day trip to Ireland next year, and I have absolutely zero interest in going. Ireland doesn't excite me, and I don't want to spend the $8,000 per person they said it's going to run.
Mm-hmm.
Most of all, though, they're heavy drinkers and are basically planning an extended pub tour with an occasional castle visit thrown in.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I'm a very casual drinker. Can't stand the thought of spending the night after night in a loud pub. So here's where I need advice. My wife claims if I don't go, it ruins it for her. All of her siblings and their partners are going. But if I do go, I'll be miserable. So I could sure use any suggestions your listeners might have.
Well, if I may, I've been there. Okay. You think you will be miserable. And look, you may go on the trip, spend the $8,000, and it turns out I'm wrong and you actually were miserable. And for that, I apologize. I'm not going to refund your money or anything like that. But I'm saying,
don't have the ability to refund the money?
No, I don't. No. But I'm saying, look, I think you may be surprised because forget it's Ireland. Consider it's just any other country, right?
Yeah.
And you have an idea of what you think it's going to be like, and you're not going to know for sure unless you go. And yes, there are the cliches about your parents or your family and them being drinkers and everything. But, you know, I've been there, and there are plenty in every single little town, big town, little town, whatever, in Ireland that I went, there are pubs, and yes, there are people that are in those pubs, but they're not loud. And there's music, and there's culture, and there's things like that. They don't have to be. You don't have to gravitate towards the crazy loud pubs. Now, you could say that to your family because maybe that's what they want to do. Maybe they want to go to like experience, all the crazy loud pubs and things like that.
Yeah, maybe they're bringing the crazy.
Maybe they are
pubs.
Right, but I would say it's, you know. There are so many different things to do other than just go into a pub and look at castles.
Yeah, it's I would agree. I wouldn't pass up this opportunity. I know it's a lot of money, but I get that, you know, family vacations can be a little iffy for people. Not everybody likes to vacation with their extended family. But at the same time, this is the kind of situation where, I get his wife's positions, like, hey, all the other spouses are going, and then
you're
going to
be the only one. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. That doesn't have one. But I think this could absolutely, he's expecting the worst, and it could be like the most amazing trip ever. And he's never going to know unless he goes.
I know. It could surprise him. It could surprise. Yeah. So Kelly and I are both saying go.
Team Ireland, you got to go.
You would be surprised that we, I think, are in the minority. And we'll explain. And if you've got a comment, you feel free. 502-795-1997 on the way. Michael's wife's family planning a 9-day trip to Ireland next year.
Oh, yeah, maybe we need to play the music. Get him in the mood.
Yeah, he has zero interest in going, though. Ireland doesn't really excite him. He doesn't want to spend the $8,000 per person. They said it will run. He knows he'll be miserable if he goes. What's he do? He would be like the only spouse that's not going. Kelly and I both said, let's go.
Yeah, he's afraid of things that of what he thinks it might be like. And you're talking about this is an opportunity to see an entirely different it's a different
country.
It's,
culture.
Yes, culture, all of it is different. Right. Unlike anything that you'd ever experience here in the U.S.
Now,
if you have the opportunity to go, I think it's a chance of a lifetime.
Now, what I was a little bit surprised was how many people were like, you know what, grow a pair, don't go.
Yeah.
Now, Casey rolls in and says, hey, look, as someone who isn't a big traveler also, I say skip it. That's a lot of money to spend on a trip you aren't passionate about. It's not like she's guilting him into a quick weekend getaway. This is almost a week and a half. Sounds like no one else will share his interests. Sounds like torture.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I get that perspective. But again, I think he's worried about what he thinks it's going to be like.
Another one where it's just like, can she just take a friend instead? Sometimes it's now Sue rolls in and says, hey, sometimes it's not all about you, buddy. You're married. This opportunity for your wife doesn't come up every day. Consider her just once.
That's a really good perspective. Jared said, I've been in this situation. But after going, I did have fun and did some things with just my wife and loved it. So go.
Rebecca says, I see both sides of it. I've been in both sets of shoes, and it sucks. Tell her to take a friend, but also maybe do a little research because there's more to do in Ireland than just drink.
Yes, 100%.
100%. Yeah, and actually, Natalie, who works in our office, just got back from Ireland Monday, and she was the only she had a Guinness there one time when she went on the Guinness pub tour. But other than that, like, They saw sights, they toured, they did all that stuff. So there's a lot of stuff. Shay says, life is too short to be miserable. If that's not what you want to do, explain it. She's an adult, and she'll be just fine with her family on a trip.
Well, maybe he talks about his fears with the family and just say, hey, listen, I want to make sure that we're taking advantage of a lot of sightseeing and a lot of stuff like that and not just kind of making the trip centered on pubs. That's the one thing I'm concerned about, and see what they say. Maybe he just has to be honest with what he's hoping to get out of the trip. Rach says, I honestly don't think you'd be miserable. Ireland is so amazing. Even just looking around will blow your mind. There's so much to do. And even if you end up mostly in pubs, there's nothing like it here. But $8,000? I was there for 5 days with airfare, spent maybe around $2,000. WTF are you all doing?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I know that it doesn't have to be that expensive to go over there and to take a trip. Maybe it's because they're doing like toured trips and stuff like that.
Just organized about every tour, single.
Yeah, organized tours just about every day. And who knows where they're staying? They could be, renting a place, a huge, huge house.
Maybe they're staying in a castle.
Yeah, maybe they are staying in a castle. Who knows? But anyways, I think, there are several that are saying, no, don't go. Just speak your mind. But I still go back to, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, I feel like take the trips. It's like that. It's kind of the whole philosophy
life is short,
in life.
Take
life
a trip.
Is short, take
yes.
the trips.
Yes, yeah. Life is short, take a
yeah.
trip.
If you have the chance, it may be way better than you ever expected it to be. But if you do have like concerns about, what you think you're going to be doing there most of the time, just share it with the family and just say, yeah. Hey, I'm not a huge drinker. So I was hoping that we're not just going to be centering the trip around just going to pub after pub after pub.
Yep.
And I'm sure if they, hear that, they'll understand when you're an island, you want to make it a well-rounded trip.
For sure. Enjoy the trip. I'm assuming you're going to go. Enjoy it. I mean, take it all in. It is so great.
Send us pictures.
Yeah, it is so great. All right, there you go. That is group therapy. Luke Combs coming to Cincinnati next August. We have been giving away tickets all this week. In fact, you can win tickets through the end of the day. Get in to win at least at WDJX.com. Tap win. But let's play a fun game called Minute to Win It and introduce you to Beth calling us from Southern Indiana. Hi, Beth.
Hello.
Beth has got red hair, drives a Chevy Equinox, is a teacher, and has been married for 16 years.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Okay.
Beth, is there something that you want to just talk about with your relationship? I mean, maybe Kelly and I can help you work it out or anything like that?
I don't think so. I think we're good. It's just a...
choose your words.
A lot of like, I know it's going to sound weird, but like, just watching guys cut wood on TikTok and stuff keeps it fresh for me.
Okay. Okay.
So Beth was anticipating my next question and said, you know, what keeps the relationship fresh is TikTok and watching people cut wood.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Whatever does it for you, that's fantastic.
Beth, I will say that I got into a wormhole on TikTok of watching people cut soap. I don't know if that is something that maybe you could...
Yeah, he was talking about that. He said it was satisfying.
Yeah, yeah. Introduce into your relationship. I don't know if that would spice things up or not. But yeah.
Maybe.
Hey, honey, what do you want to do tonight? Let's watch people cut soap on TikTok.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It sounds like a hot night.
Oh, it does. It does. Beth, well... we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Give you 10 pop culture questions for these tickets to Luke Combs. Are you ready?
I mean, I guess so. I haven't had coffee yet, but...
Okay, that's all right. That's all right. It's the adrenaline of being on the radio. It's going to get you through.
And Beth, I've had plenty of caffeine for the both of us, all right?
Oh, yes, he has.
Okay.
He's been yelling since 6 a.m.
It's all right. All right, Beth, your time will start when I say, after I finish asking my first question. Here we go. Question number one. What weekend are we getting ready to celebrate?
Labor Day.
Yes.
Name
the Disney movie, Finding Blank.
I didn't hear you what?
Name the Disney movie, Finding Blank.
Nemo.
What boy band was Nick Carter in?
Backstreet Boys.
Who sings the 2022 hit First Class?
Pat.
Has Taylor Swift acted in 3, 4, or 5 movies?
Pat.
How many kids do Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have?
Oh, my God.
I think I know.
You only have 4? 6? No. What pop star's real name is Destiny's Hope?
What?
U of L's first home football game is tonight or tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
Oh. Okay. You got two. Yeah, you're right. You're a little late. It is tonight, though. So you got that one wrong. Let's go back. Who sings the 2022 hit First Class?
It's Jack Harlow.
It is Jack Harlow.
With a little help from Fergie.
Yeah, Fergie. Has Taylor Swift acted in 3, 4, or 5 movies? The answer is 5. Valentine's Day, The Lorax, The Giver, Cats, and Amsterdam.
Does The Lorax count, though?
Yeah, she was acting. It was her voice.
Yeah, that's not acting, though.
It is acting.
Yes, that's technically acting. Yes, technically acting.
You wouldn't have gotten it right anyways.
It doesn't look like it is.
To be fair, yeah.
Okay.
How many kids do Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have? That one's a tough one. It would be like 6.
So it's 6. I was
6. Which pop star's real name is Destiny Hope? That would be Miley Cyrus. So... Okay.
Really? Her real name is Destiny Hope? I did not know that. Oh, so much learning in this game.
Okay, Kelly, these are questions that you should know.
No, I don't look at the sheet because I want to play along.
You should know we only played Miley Cyrus on this radio station for the past 15 years.
Well, how many times have we called her Destiny Hope?
Okay. Sorry.
Thank you.
Beth, I'm sorry you had to hear this from us.
Excellent point, Kelly.
Arguing in front of yourself, in front of you. But nonetheless,
I'm traumatized.
we're gonna hook you up with tickets, all right? Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Enjoy. Have fun. Hang on the line another quick sec, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You know I'm calling Miley Cyrus Destiny Hope from now on. Because of my new knowledge, I'm excited about it. Like, I can't know her any other way.
All right, there you go. That is Minute to Win It here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, we were just talking about Taylor Swift and how many times she's acted and the fact that she just announced her Eras Tour movie slated for October 13th. We now have a trailer.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
This has been the most extraordinary experience of my entire life.
He looks so pretty like a devil is you.
adventure together, and that adventure is going to span 17 years of music. How does that sound?
Yeah, so October 13th, Eras Tour. There has already been, I want to say, like $10 million worth of pre-sold tickets for that. And
yeah,
so,
people are going as nuts for this movie as they did for the concert. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and so much so that The Exorcist Believer, a movie that was slated to come out October 13th, was like, we ain't messing with that smoke, and is now pushing it up a week. And
are you kidding?
And they're yeah. Like,
we're not competing with that?
Right. They're now going to be out October 6th
rather than
go head-to-head. They're like, you know what? We understand what's going to happen. We are going to get buried. So
okay,
we're going to have a week. We're going to have our good week. And then we're going to hand the reins off to Taylor. So
for the record, though, we're not going to count this concert movie as her acting, right?
No. And
if this comes up again in another minute to win it.
Right. No,
question
we're not.
Sesh.
I wouldn't. Okay. I didn't count her her feature for the that song. Oh gosh, my mind went blank.
There
remember, it was a 10-minute version of
right.
All Too Well.
But then there's also like the Netflix like documentary.
No,
right?
I didn't count that. Didn't count that as well. Didn't count any of the documentaries.
There's no acting.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to question the validity of these questions that
I'm
have.
I'm just
Kelly.
Confirming.
They're all confirmed.
I'm just trying to again explain what's categorized as acting because there was some question from our contestant the last game.
Well, she didn't know what she was talking
about. Animated when you were playing another character other than Taylor Swift, it's acting.
Yeah.
Even if you can't actually see her face.
That's right. All right, coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
Yeah, we've got an amazing waterfall rescue. And if I could slip in just a couple of birthdays, Carter is turning 6 today. He's listening. And yesterday we missed a shout out for Presley, who turned 9, and she loves Throwback Thursday. So
right.
Happy birthday to those kiddos. We got an amazing waterfall rescue coming up next.
And E heard something from the person they're spending time with that is causing confusion. E comes to us for answers. All right, Riley, go ahead. Quick shout.
I want to give a shout out to Whitney for her birthday.
Nah, it's everybody's birthday.
Hashtag, that's awesome.
Hashtag Virgos. Hashtag Virgo season. Let's go!
Wow. You brought the excitement.
Hey, you know, hey, us Virgos, we got to stick together. We got to stick together.
Uh-huh.
What are you, a Leo?
No, I'm a Libra.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm a people pleaser. I don't like confrontation. I perfectly fit my astrological
right,
sign.
Right, right. All right, it's 99.7 DJX. At Ben and Kelly Show, great way to get a hold of us. You can shoot us a DM. We'll turn around, maybe toss it out to our listeners. Have you ever uttered the phrase, I can't because I don't want to risk the friendship?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Well, E heard something from the person they're spending time with, causing confusion.
So, hey, Ben and Kelly, please keep me anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a ton of friends to turn to here, and I don't want to talk to my peers I work with about this. So if you don't mind me asking you, I listen all the time. I think you guys are really funny. You give good advice.
Oh, obviously you don't listen that much. Never mind.
So I've been talking to someone for several months. We've hung out a lot. We text almost every day. We're both single. I have jokingly brought up that we should just start dating because we practically are anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I met with something like, I couldn't because I don't want to risk the friendship.
Mm.
So I kind of feel silly asking this, but I haven't ever had a serious relationship. So what does that mean? Does this mean that they never want to date? They just don't want to date me? They don't want to date now? Or something else? I really like this person, but am I wasting my time wanting something I'm never going to get?
Mm.
Have either of you or your listeners ever said this to someone, and what did you mean? Thank you all so much.
I couldn't date you because I don't want to risk the friendship.
Unfortunately, I feel like that usually means I'm just not that into you in that way.
But I can understand if you're getting mixed signals. Because if your
Like if it's sometime flirty and you're kind of like, well, what does that mean?
Yeah, yeah. If you're good friends, you text with this person all the time, and you do things together. I can understand why, you know, you're like, well, can we do more? And, you know, they, you know, maybe this person is just guarding their own feelings.
Well, I feel like, you know, when E put it out there, like, why don't we just date each other? I mean, that was, there you go. It's put out there. And yeah, when the response is, oh, let's not mess up the friendship, I think that's a really nice way of saying I'm not interested in it being more.
Oh, that's a stab.
I know. It's not what you want to hear, but I feel like if there were feelings there, once it's presented, like, oh, they feel the same way, that would be the open door.
I remember when I was in high school, I had, especially my senior year, and the few months between my senior year and my freshman year in college, I had, I don't want to say several, but there were a couple girls that I was friends with that they would offer. I was never bold enough or brave enough to say, hey, we should just date.
We were afraid of that rejection.
I was never that confident or bold enough to say that. However, there were a couple that I remember that would say, you're just like a brother. And they would make comments like that. You're just like a brother. You know, we're such good friends. You're just like a brother, you know.
Yes, that is definitely friend zoning you.
Right.
You know, don't ask because we're not taking it there.
Right, right, exactly. It was a preemptive strike. This is where we are.
Like, don't get any ideas.
We are always
going to be friends.
We will always be friends. Nothing else.
We will not be kissing at any point.
And yes, and if we happen to touch hands, it's by accident. It is not because I'm trying to hold your hand or anything.
All the things.
So,
I know that's not what you want to hear, but I feel like when you put it out there, and that's the open door, that if they were feeling the same way, they would have walked through it at that point.
No.
I know it's not what you want to hear, but I think that's, again, one of the reasons why you came to us.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the feelings involved.
Brooke says, you're in the friend zone, possibly FWB.
Oh.
You're young. Oh. Have some fun with that, LOL.
Okay, well, I don't see. Okay. I feel like that's murky waters, too.
Well,
and again, when they say, I don't want to ruin the friendship,
yeah,
I think that's also striking down FWB, too.
Exactly. I don't think FWB's in the future if they're saying, well, I don't want to ruin the friendship.
Right. I mean, that says a lot right there.
Have you ever said that to anybody?
No. No, I was always... I was just really just wanting to find someone to date, so I'm not going to, like, shoot anybody down at that point.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
Nope. Never had to say that.
Yeah, neither have I. So, again, it was always the preemptive strike for me. It was a, hey, uh-huh. I love that we are, like, brother and sister.
Oh, you're like my brother.
Oh, you're like my brother.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I'm like, oh, fantastic. Great.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
So, E, I mean, I guess we're saying there, I'm not going to say it's a never.
No, but you've put it out there so they know that you'd be down with that.
Right, right, right.
And so if they, you know, think about it more and then they come around and they're like, hey, remember the one time you were talking about, like, we should just date? Like, well, maybe we should.
Maybe we should. Maybe now's the time, you know.
But the ball is in their court.
For sure. So not going to say this is a never, but we're saying you got a chance.
Okay. Are we giving her false hope? Not sure. Are we giving them false hope? I don't think we tell them to just hang out, see if they change their mind.
I mean, okay, we'll go date other people then.
Right. Yes.
Yeah,
that's
and just and
we,
just
we don't sit and wait
right,
to
right.
see if that's gonna happen. But the
For
ball
sure.
is definitely in their court. If they do come back around and revisit that conversation, then you can go from there.
No, I understand though. And Hopefully this person will come around and you will live a life that's happily ever after. And if that never happens, hopefully you'll find that serious relationship that you're looking for. So.
Exactly. You want someone to be sure about you.
All right, E. Keep us posted on that. Thank you for reaching out. Trumpets can only mean one thing and one thing only, and it's time for You Love, You Lose.
Joke supremacy. Kind of.
All right. Kelly and I are going to sling some jokes back and forth, brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. And if you happen to see the little notification on Facebook that says we're live, know that it's going to be there for your viewing pleasure as well. Okay?
You can see the struggle on our faces.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this trophy, the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy that is oh so coveted and hard to come by.
Majestic. Handmade.
Handmade indeed.
Yeah.
I believe I won last week.
Did you?
Yes.
Are you sure? I thought I won because of Brad.
Oh, maybe you did.
Yeah, I think I was hanging on to... Actually, Brad's the winner. I was just hanging on to it for Brad.
I will take back my...
My stunt joke teller.
...accusation that you were telling fibs. All right, so losers go first. It would be me. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Kelly, I used to think orthotics were pretty dumb until I started using them. I stand corrected.
Good note. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Every day I get hit by the same bicycle.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle.
Have you ever heard about this movie called Constipation?
No, I haven't heard about it.
Yeah, it never came out.
Yeah, never came out. Classic. Uh-huh. Hey, Ben. How many apples can you grow on a tree?
What? How many?
All of them.
Oh, technically, that's right.
Yep.
I once dated this girl and I thought she was the one.
Mm.
Yeah, but after looking through her wardrobe and finding a nurse's outfit, a French maid's outfit, a policewoman's uniform, I finally decided, listen, if she can't hold down a job, she ain't for me.
Right. Good assumption.
Yeah.
Good thing you dumped her.
I know.
Woo. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My manager told me to have a good day.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't go to work.
Oh. This lady was at the supermarket crying hysterically. I was like, hey, what's the matter? She was like, I lost $200 and I can't find it.
Oh.
So yeah, me being the nice guy I am, I gave her 50 of the $200 I just found.
It was really nice of you.
Yeah.
What a heart of gold.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
How can you tell if a pig is hot?
How?
It's bacon.
Hey, how do you get a nice little old lady to yell, son of a...
I don't know. How do you?
Well, you get another nice old lady to yell bingo.
Yeah, that's competitive.
Uh-huh.
It's competitive.
Uh-huh.
I've heard.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben, why did the whale blush?
Why?
Saw the ocean's bottom.
Oh. Speaking of whales.
Yeah.
Two whales are in love. One of them says, the other goes, huh?
Kudos to that what I can only assume is spot on whale impersonation. Kudos.
Huh?
Did
Come again?
Did you learn that from Finding Nemo when Dory spoke whale? Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What did the atheist beaver say when he died and went to hell?
What?
Well, I'll be damned.
Wow. You know, Kelly, I don't always roll a joint.
Wow.
But when I do, it's my ankle.
Got it. Got it.
Stay off drugs, kids.
Drugs are bad. My boss asked me to make a business presentation.
Uh-huh.
So I started with a joke.
Okay.
Put my paycheck on the first slide.
Aw. You know, I was recently thinking about when my wife gave birth, and after thanking the doctor, I pulled him aside and asked, how soon do you think we'll be able to make sweet love?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he winked at me and said, I'm off duty in 10 minutes. Meet me in the car park.
Oh, wow.
Got a discount on that one, too.
Oh, wow. Lucky you.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
A wife got stung by a jellyfish, told her husband, quick, pee on it. So he peed on the jellyfish and said, that's for stinging my wife.
That'll teach him.
Yep.
Kelly, yo mama's so big, she needs a boomerang to put her belt on.
We're going into yo mama jokes?
We didn't laugh at my whale joke, so.
Oh, is that your singer?
This is where we are. It's your fault.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
The other night at dinner, Dad spilled the peas on the table.
Oh, no.
He said, oh, no, I peed on the table. It's like two pee jokes in a row.
Kelly, yo mama's so big.
Really?
When she farts, you don't hear it for 20 minutes.
Wow. This one's from Eric. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To get to the idiot's house. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The chicken.
Oh, that hurts, Eric. That hurts. You laugh at that dumb joke and you didn't laugh at my whale joke?
That got me going. It did. But, oh, Eric. That was a good one. Oh, Eric. He sent it to me. It took me down. Dang it.
Okay.
Dang it, Eric.
All right.
Dang it.
There it is. You laugh, you lose. Oh. Well, it serves you right. It serves you right.
You can have joke minions too, Sparky. You
that is you laugh, you lose. On 99.7 DJX.
Stupid, dumb trophy.
How about a little stupid fact of the day, yeah?
Let's do some learning.
All right. Not sure what to say about this other than it's just glorious. The longest mullet in the world is 5 feet, 8 inches.
Oh, that's a long mullet.
It belongs to Tammy from Tennessee.
Tammy from Tennessee.
Yes. Tammy is now an official Guinness World Record holder for the longest mullet. It literally goes down to her ankles. And they, fun fact, by the way, they measure it when it's wet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, yes, I can see that because it could be a little fluffier when it's dry.
Here's Tammy.
Growing the longest mullet never really started out as anything other than it was the 80s and everybody had a rat tail and I started growing mine. And over the years, it's just kept growing. So I've kept it.
So I kept it.
Okay, it's kept going.
I'm actually in the 2024 edition of the Guinness World Records for the world's longest mullet. And that is pretty amazing.
My goodness.
All right. Well, that's amazing.
We've tweeted out what Tammy looks like. And when I say it is majestically glorious, like business up top, party in the back, it shaved on the sides.
Wow.
It is majestic.
That is a sight to behold. Wow.
I know.
I mean, her spinning in the field to show it off, really.
It drives it home.
It really does. And she kind of has got wave to it.
Can you imagine the fact that she actually placed second in the USA Mullet Champions Fee Mullet division last year?
Fee Mullet? Second? Really? Who beat her?
I don't know. Someone not worthy, obviously.
Wow.
By the way, the record for guys is only 3 feet, 3 inches.
This blew that out of the water.
Yeah, by several feet. So, here you go. Stupid fact of the day. I bet you didn't know you're going to learn how big the longest mullet in the world is.
That is crazy.
And now you know.
All right, then.
It belongs to Tammy, living right down the street in Tennessee.
She says, my hair is longer than I am tall.
My hair is longer than I am tall.
Look at that.
I drive a motorbike, and
yep.
I
I mean, she lives a lifestyle, you can tell.
She really does.
Yeah, she does.
Like, if you picture a woman with a mullet, that's Tammy.
Yep, now, she is authentic. She looks like she's putting on a helmet. She's going to go mudding.
That's right. That's
then
right.
Later, ride on her hog.
So, congratulations, Tammy. Guinness World Record 2024, longest mullet in the world. That is your stupid fact of the day.
Wow.
On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, setting the bar stories, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. Look, things cost more than they used to. We get it. Yeah. Anna, however, pointing something out, kind of going viral on TikTok. So if you can manage to make it through the day without calling it a dollar menu, without actually selling anything that's a dollar, you're doing okay.
Yeah, it's kind of false advertising, right?
I mean, we've seen this with, like, the dollar store, how yes. they've had to kind of relax their dollar-only policy. Well, now it has struck McDonald's, where...
McDonald's has a dollar menu right now without a single item that costs $1.
Now, So yeah, Anna's video has over 196,000 views on it already.
They're all like, yeah, good point!
Yeah, and now I... Okay. So here's where it gets into a little bit of semantics. Now, if I were coming from McDonald's point of view, I would still say it's in the dollar range. Like the dollar menu, everything is no more than maybe $2, but it's
$3, something like that. It's like a round number.
It's a dollar. It's a one is the first thing, you know, on the menu, not a, you know, two or three or whatever. So apparently, the cheapest item in her neck of the woods was $1.29. So I don't know. Like, last time I went to McDonald's, I typically don't ever get anything off the dollar menu. So I don't know.
Oh, I do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, that's where I live.
Okay.
That's my zone.
I mean, I will, like, think back on, oh, I remember when this only cost a dollar. And
I build my own little bundle on the dollar menu. That's what I do.
All right. Well, there you go. So, again, things cost more. However, Anna is gaining some viral fame because she noticed that the dollar menu isn't actually a dollar.
And they're all like, huh.
I know, people are like, well, that's curious and curiouser.
Well, looky there.
Yeah. All right, that's your setting the bar story. Coming up. All right, so this is kind of good news for one person, kind of a setting the bar story for another, right?
Okay. Kind of painful.
If you can make it through the day without giving a $250,000 painting to thrift, you're doing okay.
Someone donated a painting that ended up being worth $250,000?
Yeah, so we know this because the lady who got the painting for $4 has now figured out it could sell at auction for close to $250,000.
Oh, wow. And oh, dang it for the thrift store people, too, because once they were, like, checking in the stuff,
yeah,
nobody there recognized this is probably worth a lot more.
Nope.
$4. I dropped my mom's ashes in...
Whoops. Wait. That was the wrong thing.
That is not it. That's a different story.
They posted pictures of the front as well as the back, which was very helpful for me. And so there were some labels on the back. So I was interested. It's in very good condition.
Yeah. So she kind of like saw it and she was like, oh, this is kind of interesting. And then she discovered...
These are not wealthy people. And I'm thrilled that, as she said, you know, it could be life-changing for them. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of the auction house going, look, like the people who bought it for $4, they're not wealthy people. This could be life-changing.
And they were just thinking, you know what? Hey, this looks like some pretty good art for $4.
I know.
I can do that.
I know. And it turned out to be a lot more. So again, you definitely want to be on the side of the people who found that for $4 as opposed to the people who gave it up.
Yeah. If they ever catch wind of this story. If they see it, they're like, oh, no. Can you imagine the pit in your stomach?
I know.
If you recognize, I used to have that painting.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't like that painting, so I donated that painting to the thrift store, and now it's worth $250,000.
I know. That's one that you just kind of weep in your pillow.
Let's stop talking about it so they won't find out.
Yeah, there you go. We'll tweet out the story. You can see it. You can see the artwork, at Ben and Kelly Show. She is added to the list of performers for the VMAs. Which, by the way, she changed the artwork of her upcoming album. Now, this was curious because she, I guess, commissioned an artist to do her artwork for her upcoming album, right? But this artist did almost an identical piece of work that he did for a rock band in Europe. And oh. So it was of like a purple spider, like a almost like a painting or something of a purple spider with like maybe a little drip of blood or whatever, but it was all purple. And Doja Cat, so that was going to be the cover of Doja Cat's album. Not anymore.
Well, yeah, which I mean, you don't want to share that I with know. Somebody else. You want, and does it even make sense with her album?
But like, for the artist, why are you doing that?
Two like, birds, one stone. Like, you I know what? I feel like this will work for both. It's going to be fine. They don't live near each other. they're never probably not going to find out.
It's like that TikTok. How are they going to know? They're never going to know. How exactly. would they know? Yeah, well, everybody figured that out. So, yeah, she has changed. Doja Cat changed the artwork for her upcoming album, Scarlet, after learning this German metal band has shared the same cover art. So
OMG.
I know, kind of interesting. All right, so hey, this weekend, Labor Day, hopefully you have Monday off, so that'll be fun. If you're headed to World Fest, I'll be out there probably around 5, not official capacity, but as official dance dad capacity. Daughters are dancing in the Irish portion of the World Fest at the Belvedere. So if you're in the area and you're checking it out, love to
buy Ben a beer.
Yeah, that's right. Buy me a beer. Who are we kidding? I'll have one anyways.
Exactly.
Otherwise, yeah, looks to be a great weekend. Anything else? Anything on your plate, Kelly?
Okay. Yeah, we're going to come up with stuff. We have friends coming in from out of town.
That's great.
Staying the night here. It's going to be fun. I have to dig some holes and plant some plants.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I went and bought, I took advantage of a sale because we need some new landscaping. And my husband's like, well, I wasn't planning on doing that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So guess who's going to be digging some holes?
It's going to be you.
It's going to be me. Mama got to plant the flowers.
All right, cool. Well, hey, whatever you do this weekend, have fun. And we will talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.